it seems to conflict with the Psak of the Mechaber and Simon Tzedak. Here he says, Shohat Bisakim Pogum Bisakim Boduk Bisakim Boduk Vineva Kidem Shiv Dikenu Achashrit. So it was never. It wasn't put away in a safe place. It was never got lost. A came him so. Vihu pogum shi tosik sheo. Hoyu biyotso behete. Vizeshin him so pogum eima shiba batsots. Do aba daite. Dei kisakin akas kose. Dei kisakin akas kose. So we are assuming, even though he doesn't know of any atomis that this sakin handled. So we are assuming something that no one told us. Because at the time when he started to share with the sakin was but so mele, even though it, so shocha bisakin boduk and bisakin boduk, and he wasn't beidik shkita. Immediately after the shkita, it got lost. So how can we assume that shiva batzomis? No one tells us that shiva batzomis, and he doesn't remember such a thing that anybody was shiva batzomis. So the reason is because the saki was inspected before the shkite. So it seems from this seif in the mechaber, we don't have to anticipate the possibility that maybe a bima developed in the saki in the course of the shkite. Otherwise, why should we say that we are assuming, we are taking it for granted that ema shimu vatzomis? Why? So obviously, we are assuming that in view of the fact that at the time when he started to shech, the sakim had no flaw and no gimeh, that and now it hasn't gimeh, so obviously it was developed as a result of ema vatzomis, because it's improbable that it should develop in the course of the shkita. So it's a very big chiddush shikula. That's how it appears from this. But let's see what the Mechaber says in Siman Tzayin. In Siman Tzayin, in bodak hasakin achar shkita, v'itzniu v'hakei nunt ha'pogu less lango v'eima bidovak achar nidam o'yishiva v'atzom isra v'adake. So here again the Mechaber says that we are assuming that it was shiva atzomis, even though no one is telling us that anybody handled atzomis with the zaki. But here, the Mechaber applies it to the case of Buddha Kasaki Nachashki. Beitzniye ahake. Beitzniye ahake means a problem. Only where it's itzniye, where he made sure that after the shkite it was any problem. And he put it away, let's say, he put it away in the case, and then he put it in its case, and then he put it in the drawer, the regular place where he keeps the sake. And then, the next day, he opens up the drawer, he sees the sake is problem. So then, we have no other explanation. How did it become problem? It doesn't become problem by itself. After all, it was put, it was nivdak, it was inspected immediately after shkite, and it was put in the same place. There was no bumping of the sacking against something that is very hard in the drawer. So we must come to that solution. We must come to that solution. That apparently a certain person went over to the drawer, he was looking for something to chop bones, and then he took it out, and he chopped the bones. But he applies it only to the case where Bodakasakin Akashvite Vitzniye, the implication being that if it was not Nivdakashvite, but before Shvite, then we cannot conjure up such an explanation. So, but here he says in Sifyut Gimu, Shochabisakim Boduk, we never kidding Shin Kev, even though it wasn't Nivdakashvite. So it could have, the beginning could have developed in the course of the Shvite. So even in such a case, we are assuming, so there is a direct theory. And then again, what the Mechaber says in Sifyut Gimel is in conflict with what the Mechaber says in Sifyut Svov also, not only with what he says in Sifyut Zayin. השיר בפיסת ליבוד ובחשבי לשיבה ביעצומס דרך שבירה שלוי ודרך רוח הבאבוי ובודקי ונמצא פוגל שתוס שירה דאונו תלי שבשבירה חצומס לדבוע וכי פוקליץ בזה כי נשנו פרוגה בקרקע כושר ודווקא שרואינו שנו פרוגה חיידי we have to see that it falls on its al-khaydeh but avo misfeik in teo lima shnob al-khaydeh so words, he goes so far the mechaba of the sifteh svov that even if we saw the sack and fell on the floor but we didn't see that it fell like this maybe it fell like that so we cannot take it for granted alas kamo vechamo itzik al-khaydeh ben nimshot al-khaydeh where the sacking was not nivdak after the shriteh it was nivdak before the shriteh and the yutetan behemes and then it got lost and who knows what happens to it? So Mimele, so how can we say that Shiva Bratzomitz? So it's a direct steer. So that Kashi is raised by the Taz. Now, let's see the Taz and see if you Hoyu Biyotza Beheta. וזמי תורת משאיש להקשיב מסיף בסבוב שכוסף אבל מסופיק אינטלי מכאן ומכירים מסופיק וכי מסי תזיין דיפוס הדף כבודק הסכן החשריתי אמרינו נעים יושים ברצון וכאן אמרינו אפילו לא יקבל את החשריתי ובאמס הכל ניחה דיבד על so that's the cash the cash is raising the debt that cash ובאמס הכל ניחה דיבד בכל התאירון החזוק אלו מכירה דובר לבנים ובודקי עוז ולסמכים החזוק כמו שכוס למוד חי ושכום שבריאלי ולי רבידות ושכדי מומחנה דיבים ולפנינו יצאים כנערוב וכינו כאן ביסעתי בכל שמונינו חיירים ובייקה וכי כסברם להדיק את בום מאיר את רקם לחוף ועל כל חוך כל שלו בוטקו אז ללי חסקסקים שהוא יופי שהשקיטה שבוטקו כאלה מכל מוקים חי ועכשיו ובוטקי שייס משימו חבא היא תסיף תסבו ובסיף תזי שלו נבא הסקים ממילה חיירים ובוטקה וכל שלו בוטקה היא לחזוק את תיבה ולא הוי עובד שעסקים שפעם עדיין ובולי שיר כדי שנעילה סופי זה של אקסוף שנמצא פוגום לא ימלא ומלא היתר ואין כאן שייר זמן להיתר על כל חכי של אחמי על מסופי מסופי כאילו אין כאן חזוקי מה שכאן שנמדה סאקי בו יורא יש חזוק הפעימה לי ובו יש פעם מי שאין ימלא ומלא היתר נמצא שאין זמן להיתר על כל חכי בינון דעת נמצא חכים והוא פוגום כי אם שאפשר שנמדה בחשפיתה הוי אומר היתר, אי ובו מי שיר, אין הסוף את ישראל, ארכי, נמצא הכי על נוחי. וכי מרשאו פוסק מנדינים פושליסקו משכון האור. הוא אומר, איכון מזה על הוק שלהם, מה יליך בסלום ביוצא בהתר? ואם עושה מלכום בבדים, מה יליך בסלום ביוצא בהתר? זה ציבר מסלום קשה בדבר. אלא בבא היה קם להתר, כאן כאילו שלכי סבסוף להוק להחשפיטה, שנבד עסקי, ממילא גם בסיפת סבור, יש להוקר, כל שרואינו שנופל אפילו, ורואינו שנופל על חודה, ועל כל כך כוסף שומח בשור לבוא נסיף חדימו, שור אפילו בסבי כנסיפת סבור, וכוסף ששבור בהי, לפני השליטים, ועד כאן ולסה בסבי כנסיפת סבור. So the Bach says that the פסק הלוכה, by the מחבר נסיף ירדימו, and the פסק הלוכה נסיפת סבור, are in conflict with each other. In other words, in Sifyut Gimur, so he passes like one shite, in Sifyut Svob, he passes like the other shite. And the Besiose, the Mechaber, didn't realize that they are saying to each other. So he says, V'ilili reshet vorim lechemime, ki b'chazok etayim yilse, V'zui shomarnu, hoi v'hotso v'heter, da'im shenilu l'asofik acha sholi l'sakir chazok eteivo, v'yiro l'heter, v'divri ha-shalitim in bro. Because he used the Roshim. Kishbok ha-yitzim l'ifnei ha-shalit, so he says, v'divri ha-shalitim in bro. Now, this, the Taz is expressive of a very strange Kiddush. Of course, the stire is obvious. The story is obvious, but the Taz says the only reason as to why over here, so we only assume that the Shiva Batsom is if he was baby after the Shiva, and then it's near. So then there is no other explanation. We have to say it. By itself, it couldn't develop a beginning. And here, even though there is another explanation, Because after all, the sacking could have developed the Kedima as a result of the sacking's contact with the Yavis Ashtriti Amri. So there is another alternate explanation. So he says, the reason is why here we rely on the assumption of Shiva Bratzomis, even though there is an alternate explanation, and over there, we only rely on the assumption of Shiva Bratzomis. If there is no alternate explanation, is because in this case, it was never. Now, what's the halacha when a saki that was nida kirub shrike, and then it becomes lost? Do we have to be chayshish? Maybe the saki developed a kime as a result of the saki's contact with the yom shrike, and to ask the himen? Of course not. So that's a double ball. So the mele, suppose that person came to Bez, came to the Chochem, and he asked him Shaila, I was Sheikha in Bisaki, I had all the intention of being Vedic Saki immediately after the Shrite, and saw how the Saki disappeared. I looked for the Saki in a minute after the Shrite. It was not there, I don't know how it disappeared. So what would be the obvious answer that every Mele Roye would pass me? We don't have to look at it. The Eved, the Chatzila, there is a Machlekes, I'm in private, have a passport like the Rambam, you have to be Beidik. But the Eved, as long as you are Beidik, as you are Beidik before Shtite, and there is no reason that should make you doubt, maybe a beginner developed as a result of the Sakin's contact with the Bisa Shtite. So, let's say somebody, he did this in a child. So then the Pesach of the Merei Roye is, then it's muta. Then, 3 hours later, he comes again to the Merei Roye, and he says, I found the saki. After searching for the saki for 3 hours, I found it. And it has 10 beginners. So then, since the Merei Roye already passed, that it's muta, and he passed to the din, it's not that the Merei Roye made the toys in his plaque. That's the din of, that's the aloha. So even though now we see that it's Pogum, so it's already, we rely already on the Chazon. So the Rosh Hashulchan is massive on the Taz explanation. He says, what's the basis of it? What shall I have to say Chazoke? If we didn't find the Saki, so then we don't conjure up Chshoshes. There is no Reyese. But now we see the Reyese, we see it's Pogum. So how can we rely just because he passed it away? And the Taz says, it doesn't make any difference. Well, that is certainly Stada. If the Aloha would be true, in the case where the person has the Shire at the very outset, when it came lost, and he received the Pesach, that it's Muta, so the Aloha would be true, that even if later on, a few hours later, he finds it. So it's still Muta, so the same Aloha should apply to the case where he didn't have the Shire. What difference does it make whether he asked or he didn't ask? Suppose he asked, so you would have, this psak would have been given, so it's considered as if he has. But the Rosh Hashulchan is massive on the task. And even if he has, so what? But we see that there is a reyese, there are beginners in the psak. So he's massive on the task teretz. As a matter of fact, the task teretz is expressing of a very striking finish. But I think that there is one Shinas Rishayim, Tesves in Ksuves Da Chobot, in discussing the union of Kayutrei, let's say, when two Eidim testify Nisgarsho and two Eidim testify Loi Nisgarsho. So Tesves, one Washington Tesves Da Chobot in Ksuves distinguishes between the case where the two Eidim who said Nisgarsho came first to Bezdin, And Bezdin passed that she is Mutares, and then two other Eidim came, and the case where the Eidim who said Lois Garsho came first, and then two Eidim came and said Nisgarsho. Why? Because if the two Eidim who said Nisgarsho came first and Bezdin passed him, so it's Rutsikol for name. So that's also Chazok, of course, the Kovarei. So this, but all the other Vishayim Machir, we can't get Washington cases. It doesn't make any difference. So this Tashteretz can be explained in accordance with Tetzis Shittei, but it certainly cannot be explained in accordance with the Mishenim Mu'achirit and the Tetzis Shittei in Mitzvah Zakova. Anyway, the Hashulchan is Masik and the Taz, and the Hashulchan doesn't mention the Tetzis. He is just Masik and the Taz. He says, what kind of Chazok is it? If later on we find the Sakim and the Sakim. So he explains it very well. He says, there is no stir. There is no stir. In other words, in Sinan Yud Gimel, in Sifte Zion, in Sifte Zion, the Rambah, the Mechaber discusses a case where it's near, where he put away in the same place. So the Mele we know that it couldn't have developed a Gimel in the drawer. How could a sakin develop a gimel in drawer when you put a sakin in its case, or even if you don't put it in the case, but as long as you put it in the drawer in such a place that it wouldn't bump and collide? You know, sometimes if you have many sakin, you know, many silverware, you know, all kinds of things in the drawer, and then there might be a collision, a very strong collision of one sakin rubbing against the other sakin when you open the drawer. So then, but if you put it in the same place, it means the tzniyeh means in a good place where it couldn't develop a gimmick by itself. So that's why the Rambah, the Mechaber, requires that if before he puts it in the drawer in the same place, he's bathing the sakin. But if he's not bathing the sakin before the shkuteh, and he was bathing the sakin, I mean after the shkuteh, and he's bathing the sakin only before the shkuteh, and before the shkuteh, so then even though it is sniyeh, so then we cannot take it for granted that Shidur Batzomes, because there is another alternate explanation. Maybe developed the pidime in the course of the shrit. Mashiach came in Sifri Gimel, where it was never, what does Nevat mean? Nevat means it got lost, so it became exposed to everybody's hand. It got lost. In other words, somebody took it and put it on this table, let's say the place where there is a rabbi. So it became exposed, like Hefker. So the Mele, if it became exposed like Hefker, even though it was not nivdek after the Shkiteh, so then it's a reasonably attributable circumstance, just like Nofal Akarka Behut. So there we say, if it just Nofal, so then we cannot be tailorly bullet. Because just Nofal, usually when it's actually posed that way, on the floor, so it doesn't become nivdek. But if it falls like this, with the point, with the head of the sakin towards the karka, then it's a reasonably attributable circumstance, something that is conducive to the beginning, to the development of the beginning. So the Mele, when a sakin gets lost and it becomes exposed to the handling by every person, so then it's considered as if it got lost in the street. Now, that was in the street, certainly. In the street you have all kinds of things that are likely to develop a gimel sakin. This is how the Rosh Hashulchan explains. Because Rabbi Nachman Yosef is the Gimel, Shachar B'Sakim Bodim, whenever it came, Kemer HaShchite V'Hakei Nemtza, Nimtza, V'hu Pogum Shkosik Sheyo, Hoyu V'yotza V'Hekha, V'zeh Shenimtza Pogum Min Mashiru V'Atzom Ezra L'Adai Tenei Kisakin HaShkosik, U'V'sit V'zai Kosab, V'vodek HaSakin HaShchite V'Yitzniyo V'Hakei Nemtza Gumo, Les Lemo, Deimo B'Dobarachem V'Gimo, V'yishiru V'Atzom Ezra L'Adai Tenei, Ad Kalnishir. Harei Shul Yichshar Karak, כשנבדק אחר השחיטה, ויכריך שקם ולא יבדיק כשאחר השחיטה, וגדל היה אחרי מסיגור, ממה שקוסק בעצמי מסיבתי סרוב, דבח, דפי חודש, זאת אומרת, מה עשי כאן בכלל? דאפי נופו עסקנו הקרקע עם תאילו רואים מאשר הולכו לנופו, אלא כי יודענו בואו שנופו הולכו לו, כמו שיזבויה, ויכניס לקם מסוף כשל לבוד אחר השחיטה, ולוכן פוסקו ואיסה, דבח, דפי חודש. ויהי שתרצו, ויקרא היתר הויו ויוצא בהתר. תראים על דיובו ופנינו רישי, בנבד עסקים ואילו מגיר לי, ויוצא עסק לכת בסתר, אם כי נפשי נמצא, כי פה מותרים לברכה. תא ספקות ליהוד, וישח ספקות לחופי. The Taz spells it out explicitly. The Shah, he implies that. But he doesn't spell it out so explicitly in the Taz. But the Shah also said the same thing. Udvokim tmuyimei. Kidu sheniglo ahakei, shetoinu b'cheskeseta shalatzaki, v'igroi yulse sheimonu gomoboru, v'amei yotza abeimu b'cheskesu o shebechayim, v'yish al zestiris rapiz. So, alright. So he's mad. But, according to the thesis, in Ksuves, the long cases that Chavola Beis. So there is a Shittes Rishayim according to which the Taz and the Shach could be explained. But the other Rishayim are Chavit and the Chit. So he says, and I'm not going over the whole thing yet. The Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Bor Pirish, who Yamrino Bichol Ami Ukme Achazoke Lifisha Shnayim Shemitzin Eisim Cheskosi Shaleteh Hei Minidim Tchilom. ומיד כשהעידו יוצא מחזקוסי על ידי ידוסו ויסו לאמרינו נהיק מחזוקי ולאוכל פורק לי ומיישן רשם מיישן סייפה ושניים שהם נזכר שהו העידו תחילו ובשניים הם נזכר שהו אבל פי שהם העידו תחילו מכל לא כמו יסו מחזקוסי ששיש וכן העידו איש רבי וליאנה שניים אמיצים איסו מחזקוסי בו הוא תחילו ונראה לרבי יצחו so what's the שיטה נרועץ of רבי יצחו ברבי ברוך there is חלק המצווה ברוך So, the Shita of Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Baruch is that besides Hachesk Hazoket Mikore, so there is a Hazoket of Huzak Levanein. Huzak Levanein, in other words, of course there is such a Hazoket. I mean, everybody agrees there is such a Hazoket. The Rambam says that if an Idechot comes and says, this Chticha Yisrael, this Chticha Yisrael, and then another person, eats the disk tiche, so then it's chayvah. But suppose there is a tiche on the table, and a certain person ate that tiche. Then, and we didn't know whether it was chayvah or chumah. But after the person ate a chayvah, and the echot came to Bezin and testified it's chayvah, then we don't give malchus. Why? Because true echot and bisur, but malchus is like the foshes that requires to aid it. So the Meile, even the time when he ate the chile, it wasn't verified as yet, it wasn't determined as yet that it is chile. But then, after the person ate the chile, and the Dachot came and testified, so we cannot give him malchus unless two ate and testify. Because we cannot meet how it did in the process on the basis of our Agudas Idachot. But if the Dachot testified in Bezdin before, he ate the chilev, and then the person ate the chilev, so then we do meet out malchus. Why? Because it's chose a kufanei. So it's malchus or chazokis. Say, when you say of chazokis, what kind of chazokis is it here? It's not that the of chazokis we call it, it's chose a kufanei, it becomes established. It becomes determined. So this is the kind of chazokis that Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Baruch is applying here, that chavok b'ksubis. But why is that the chilev can most reshenim achilit and lechite? Because that is true, there is such a chazoke of Huzak Lefaneinu, provided there is nothing that refutes that. But once there are two other Eidim come and they refute that, so that is matche and rejects the whole chazoke. So that's the chidush. of Rav Yitzchak Bar Avoha. So the Meile, so according to the other Rishayim, so we cannot say like the Taz and the Shah, because what kind of a Chazok is it here, if later on it is determined that there is a beginning. But according to Rav Yitzchak Bar Avoha, so just as he says over there, that if the 280 first were Matia, so the Meile becomes already Hozak Lefaneinu, and then when the other 80, they testify against the Chazoke. So here too, since he has the child, in case he had the child, so when it got lost, so then the Psak Bezdin would be that it's Mutea, so it becomes already Hozak Lefaneinu. So the Meile, even though later it is found, so it's still, we still can rely on Chazoke. Yes, what?
Two things. The document was lost,
yeah.
And then when it was found, it was determined in the whole that there was no reasonably attributable circumstance to figure out how the Pagima took place.
Yeah, that's right.
In other words, and it wasn't. So was that like they hate him coming and saying, you know, in other words, if they.
Well, it was got lost, so it's like. Beis Edin, well, here you don't need Beis Edin, it's Amin here, so it became established. It became established on the basis of the Chazoke, since it's never, that the Sakin is not the problem.
I understand, and if it's determinable later on, it did become the way it was taught.
So it doesn't change, that's what the task says. So that's
something. Yeah, in other words, that would be my focus then. If we could determine that nothing occurred this night that could cause a game on, there wasn't a game on that.
So the Taz is explainable according to the sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avoha. But not that we have to say like that. So it's like an extension of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avoha's principle. But according to the other Rishayim, the Reb, who is Chelikah Yitzchak Bar Avoha, so he certainly couldn't say this Taz explanation. Now, see if you know. In the Bodhaka Saki, we shall have both. Yes?
I'd like to know what step is the problem if you still see the design of the vision.
There's a steer.
There could be a claim. Sita's box, if you do understand, it's a steer of moral. Sita's design is not a steer.
Of course. Because in Sifte Zion, the Mechaber says, only if Bodakasakina Hashtuke we can resolve this explanation that Shiva Batsamis. Because he was Beidi Kefir the Shchite. Mashenke, if he wouldn't be Beidi Kefir the Shchite, we wouldn't be able to conjure up such an explanation. Why? Because there is no alternate explanation. What's the alternate explanation? That he developed in the course of the Shchite. Eyabisa Shchite. Produced the gimmick. And here he says, even though it was not Yivdakashvashvite, so there is an alternate explanation, still we conjure up this explanation. We assume that it's Yivar Ratzomis. Now, see if you doubt. In Mubonakasaki, we shall have never the Hashvite, Shvitos Ipsula. Ba'amet v'omamurim, bistamsaki. אבותיו כשיש לי סעתי מיוחד לשחיתה ומוקי מיוחד שמצבי שם תומי בחזקת בודקו עם שוחד בו ולדיקה ונבד שחיתו זה יקשר וירורו לכל תבו שיהיה לו יסעתי מיוחד לשחיתה ויוסו לעסס בי שום דבו ויצניינו שלא יגמם ומכל מוקים ולשחד ולחתחילה ולדיקה even though the proper thing for every sheikhat is that after he gets through the shchite he should be bedeket and wash it out and be bedeket again, because sometimes, you know, it has no pime after you wash it in water, but as a result of rinsing it in water, so he develops a pime. That's also possible. So the mele, the proper thing is for a sheikhat that even if he's bedeket after the shchite and he finds no pime, then what? He cleans it out, he rinses it out, and after he rinses it and dries it, he should again inspect it. That's the proper thing. And then he has to put it in the case and then put it in a special place.
Is it to
one? One second, why do you interrupt me in the middle? Even though he did all that, but lechatchila, when he has to check the next day, he cannot check that without being paid. Yes, what is it?
Is it? It's not that the water causes the pekimah, but having washed off...
Of course, not the water.
He sees more clearly. You won't see more clearly if there was pekimah after washing off the shemunis. What happens exactly then? It's not that washing the night you would see more clearly if there was a pekimah, then after immediately the shechita, that it had shemunis of the shechita and blood and so
on. It's true that sometimes if there is blood on the sacking, so you couldn't notice the pekimah very well, because at that point, that part of the sacking where there is blood, so you couldn't see the pekimah, you couldn't detect the pekimah. But the other parts of the sakim where there is no blood, he could detect the pekimah. We hold the whole tabak shayin with sakim yuchad mishkite vosel asked the shindob of yasnem shal yidwen. Umikom okim ulisha bil chatkhil adlo yidiki. Hashir chim yisabit bodu kwa hashkite shiba biyatom it dar shvira shvira bidar hloche veiboye. Ubot kevinim tzopogum shkosik shayro. Don utemim shebishvira sa atzom it nizgimo. Vichin kol kayitze bize ki shinof on dar vikar kakoshi. Vidatke shorinu shinof on dar kudeh. אבל מסוויקים תאים ומראים מה שלא פרח חודי והמשיבה בעצם המפרקס אך מדר שבירה אין תאים ומדעים מפני שהוא רע ואין חילוק בכל זה בין שבוד הקצת עם תחילו סומך לשחיתה או אישו יהיה בחסק אז בודו כתחילו ולא נבוד כי סומך לשחיתה דאפילו הוכם מתחסק עם בוד אם בוד הקצת אין אחר שחיתה ויצניע והכן נמצא בו בו מלסלם בו ואימא בידו ורחם נפגע או ישיבה בעצום בצורה ודאי תבוך שלו הרו סכינו לחוק ונמצא לו פה או ימלד נעשה Because not because of machshel, because it's him tzayoko. So there is no reyeset in the shchit of the sheichet, but because of the disrespect towards the chacham. So he's mevazet al mitchacham is chayev liver. V'nim tzopogum hoyu menadim neisei u'mavir neisei. V'nim tzayoko yochel achacham limchel v'nim tzorech menadim. We see from this thing. I mean, it's a gemara in chum. It's Gemara in Chum that to fire a person and to remain without panoseh is a bigger harm than being minadeh. So you say, if somebody, let's say, acted with chutzpah all the time for him, so he's chayv nidu, but we're not supposed to fire him. Masheinke, if it's nimtza pogum, so then there is no other alternative. We cannot be machshel as a rabbi because of chachmonim. ובנמצא יופי יוכל לחוכם נמחה ובין צורך בן הדייסי והועיד לנו העבולים ניסנו שידועים על השחיתה והעתיקה ולוהם מוכלו חכום עם קרידו כאם זירים וזריזים והר בצורך יש ודעת ויר השומיים ובניקס הסקים הלו יסירה כי יבני קודם פעום עם שורש פעמיים עם שורש ולו ירגיש בבדיקה בבדים הדקו ואחר כך נמצאנו כי איך נידו באחרינו ובחינס חוש המישוש כי כפה בונס עלינו אבל נהיינה בסיף השעת שוב הטבוך צורך שליטל שכר מן הטריפס כמו מן הקשירס Now we mentioned, I mentioned on Wednesday the Pirush HaMishna of the Rambam that it's not a proper thing to let a sheichet get a fee when he shechets a behemoth and he turns out to be sheichet. In other words, a sheichet has to get compensated as a payout, not as a kabbalah. Not that we are cheshish if he gets paid for shechting properly as a kavlan, so maybe he did something wrong. Chas v'sholem, a Jew has a cheskes kashrus, but because of chashav, so it's not a proper thing to pay a sheichet a fee for shechting properly. But he has to get paid a certain salary, whether he shechts properly or is nabel. And even if he was sheichet the whole day for 16 hours and every day it turned out to be nevela, he has to get the same salary. So atabok tzorch sheyitel tzchar min atrifes kvoy min akshiret shalu lo bilo hoki lahakshir kvoy tabel tzchor min akshiret bilochi no agu bilksach mkeine sheyino da b'sheichet ubrit nikwa atzmei elo isom hamimuni min akor. So that means that this setup that has existed in the course of decades in Chicago, the certain shochtim, not only are the shochtim but they get a commission from the shchite of every other sheichet, or the setup that exists in certain slaughterhouses in the United States where the Rava Machshir has a certain interest in the business is against the din. It's against the din. Rubin Shomar Lishimen, B'dei Ksakin Zeh. Ubotke and Shimen was Vedic only twice. He has to be Vedic 12 times. Ubotke Shnei Pomim Ayuvvez, Shetzor, Vinosno Leruvay. Now today, as the Rosh Hashulchan says, it's not 6 times, it's not 12 times, it's 6 times. But the same halacha would apply, except to substitute 6 times instead of 12 times. So he was Vedic only 2 times, and he didn't make the proper ticket. Vinosno Leruvay, and he gave it to Ruvay, Uruvayn Hoyoreleich, Lishchei, Vilok Chelevim Yodei Umotzi Pogom. Ruvayn Misnatzil Veimeir, Shadai Noyoreitzil Vipotke Gehegen, Masav Nechichim Olof, Shoyedai Leveisiv Diki, Ulifichoch Mavirin Eisei, Vimirin Hadvorim Shu Keish Gogo, Vishu Odom Kosher, Mavirin Eisei, Uvilvachi Kabul Olof Shlo Yoshu Feit Midova Kosev. In other words, if it seems from the circumstances that Ruvayn did not expect to make 10 more bikkis, that he was ready to start chapting, and it turned out that it was a problem, so that means he's not very careful, he's not sufficiently scrupulous in his shrite. So maybe we have to fire him as a sheikh. Tabach shemitzit gimo b'reish asaki. ויום הזה סבגימו, מפני שאני נחסה, דמריף איזריש עסקי, וכשאני שייכת, אני ניזר, שאני נגיע בגימו, מעביר נעשה, וקורב לימה, שקל מסור. Again, because it doesn't seem to be true. I mean, just an explanation of people many times, not many times, most of the time, when a person will give all kinds of explanations to explain to the entire Sasheret, the Kuknun time. So, but if it appears that it's not a sincere explanation, so then we cannot rely on it. And then the Machaber said, "V'korev leima shakim masur." Now there is one task that is expressive of a very big chiddush, and that task is based upon the shita of the Rash, but the Or HaShulchan points out, I mean, the four other rishonim achilik on the Rash, on the Rash. Not on the Taz, but on the Rash, therefore. Mashma avodine sheikhet to Vedic Ratzon. So, the only thing is because of Chashat. So if the sheikhet gets a special fee for shechting properly, and he doesn't get that fee if he shechts improperly, so in many ways it's not a proper thing because of Chashat. But not that there is Sveikis. Maybe he didn't shecht properly. Because we do not say that because of a Nigiyah, a person will be marshal other Jews in the East. We don't say that Nigiyah is possible in the Mumnes, where Indus is required. But in that would not be soon, so there is no Psul of Nigiyah. Unless it is the kind of Nigiyah that appears, that makes him even into a Hosh. So that's something else. But otherwise, so a Nigiyah does not affect the credibility of an Nidah. Nigiyah can only affect the credibility of Eidim, let's say, in the Vinomomenes or in Dovah Shebe'alvo, but Nidah of them be soon. So Nigiyah does not affect, on the contrary, in the Halochas of Nidah of them be soon. So Yibayim has even more Nemones in certain situations than not by. So that's the reason, even though if the butcher gets paid only for when it's kosher, so he has a negiyah, so still, it's mutabach. It's not a proper thing because the sheikhet exposes himself to chashat, but it's mutabach, because negiyah is no psul in the monas in his soul. So this way, mashma avu mitine sheikhet, ubei klatz, vikoshen masnisi, כל הבחירים שאתם ראה חוץ מבחירת עצמם וכבר היקשה שם הורש והרבה דבורים שמצינו ליצור ומדרבונו חוזר לנפשם ומוסיק שם. So the Rashi the Kashe, so why call הבחירים עוד אומרי חוץ מבחירת עצמי, in other words, where he is going to be born up, he cannot be relied upon. Even if he's a mumche, he cannot be relied upon on himself. He cannot be relied upon if he has any gear, because it's his own prayer. It's his own prayer. So, for Hiksha Shom Harash, מהר בדבונים שמוצינו לצורם דרבונו חוזר לנפשי הוא חוזר לנפשי, I mean, so many times, the Gemara mentions כמו וחכונים, where they passed it for themselves, but after all, it's in a year. So the Rash says, הוא מוסיק שם, ודווקא היחד ישחד הכיסורי, וחוזר לנפשי. So that prayer, so it was ישחד הכיסורי. Now, he says, immune developed, So until now it was awesome. And the question is, maybe now it will become awesome, become better, so it's against the Chazoke. If it's against the Chazoke, so the Mele, the Rav says, a person cannot pass for himself, cannot determine for himself. This is a big chiddush. So the question is, how can he, have the Chazoke only says it's not a proper setup, because he exposes himself to chashat. But it's all right. There is no shaila about the behavior. There should be shaila about the behavior. If he gets a fee only for kosher and not when it's free, so he should not even be there, according to the Rav. V'ikanat bishleim v'ikeshav v'nishchato utro. So then it's not against cheskas Yisrael. So why is he sheichet lemon to say that he was sheichet properly and there was no psul, even though he testifies against the cheskas Yisrael, because behemo b'chaleo b'cheskas Yisrael v'nireh v'mishor v'midineh o nishchei v'reib mitzuyin v'shechet mumchne avo v'nireh lo yehoi v'tzei v'saki lo yehoi. According to the Rash, so let's say if there is a shayla in the shchite, nah. So whether it's of shachting, and he says I will book in your shchite. So then going between it's a shchite mumchene. So why? But suppose there is a shayla. This is how the Hashulchan explains it to us. So suppose there is a shayla in the saki, so the melee, whether the saki is problem, the saki is not problem. Let's say, in other words, maybe the pgam is even less than targum etzper. We saw there is a machlokes between the Rashba and the Ror. What's the meaning of targum etzper? Targum etzper means whether it can intercept the tzper, it can trap the tzper, or it only means that it can feel it. So if there is a shayla, let's say, in the saki, so then he is not meant to pass the shayla, even if he's a piktam for him, he is not meant to pass. But to say that I know the cheshrite because the rope between the cheshrite is misaleh, so that's a very big finish. That's a very big finish. Now the Hashulchan discusses that in yet, and he shows that the Rash is a yochid in that gemara. I mean, the Rashi the Yochid is saying that the reason as to why kol apchinas olam reya chutz apchinas atzmei, because when a person has an idea, he cannot pass it when it's negative chazon. He's a Yochid, because Rashi at the end of the Dalet, at the end of the fourth page in Cheres, so he says that the reason that when he says kol apchinas olam reya chutz apchinas atzmei, so became asking. When Kiyan is the one who looks at his own prayer. And we come in Gemores that Bisman Ashas, so the Kiyan in Wachshuri. The Wachshuri, the Kiyan in Wachshuri. So that's what I said. In other words, the Kiyan in general doesn't pass unless the circumstances are such that he already becomes a Hoshu. For example, the Kiyan in Bisman Atanoi. So what can see not chashuvim? They won't chashuvim. So I'm prayer. They will not chashuv on anything else, but I'm prayer, they won't chashuvim. Not chashuvim in the sense that I'm intentionally, you know, to say that it has a moon when it doesn't have a moon. But they are chashuvim because of wishful thinking, when a person many times can rationalize. And if he has a big plea, so he can rationalize, because to determine whether something is a mum or not, it's not a black and white thing. It's not a black and white question. nothing, and you have to exercise the utmost precision in determining whether it's a move or not a move. So when a person has to the beginning of his manatanoi, rochshudim, not the rochshudim intentionally to falsify, but unintentionally, because of wishful thinking, so the keyanim rochshudim. Anyway, that the Rashi limits this mishnah of kol apchilis or emreya chutz prayer satzmei daket the keyanim, and the keyanim his manatanoi, the Gemara says rochshudim. But otherwise, even when he passes neged achaskasisa, he certainly has the mice. And then he says something else. And then he mentions from the Madame Yonkev, the Madame Yonkev also says that the Tesis and the Rosh Achilik and the Rash, I mean all the Rishenim Achilik and the Rash Chidesh. And then the Hashulchan says something else, because the Aloch is Rias Pheres requires either Yochid Mumche or Shloisha Gates, the Atnesis, as the Gemara in Pheres calls it. Now the Rambam period, Dino Milchas Preyas, Haloch Aleph, Ein Sheikhtin Es HaPreya, Elo Al Pimumche Shedosan Le Anosi Shedal Tisroel Rishus, Vyomar Lehi, Hata Preyas Dimuma, Akiro Hoyo Mungodil Vigolo Yecho, Lo Yakiro Elo Mumche Shedosan Le Anosi Shedal Tisroel Rishus, Vichol HaPreyas Odem Reye, Chutz Mitrchere Atzim, Chere Atzim. Now, here in the Aloha, the Rekeanim Bismala Shas, Rokshuri. I mean, so, the Rambam Paschal said also, because the same thing applied to the Rekeanim even after Chesimus Talmud. So the Rambam, in Pirik Beis Milchas Previs, Aloha Yitzayim, Kein, Sheheid Rekeen Achia, Shemum Zeh Meir of Nofa Al Nemo, Vein Cheshish In Lohem, Shemohim Gemum Zeh Zeh, שכל הקיינים חשודים להתל מום מבחיר כדי לאוכלום בחוץ ולפיכו חינמונים על יעצמם אבל חבי למדלי שלא דמחי ידלחת so Rashi says this that כל הבחירים של המראה so בקי אני מסכים why? Because we see that Rashi is חיר כאן רש and then so the Rashi says since the halacha is that it requires Yochid Mumche or Timu Pnei Akneses, so mainly it requires like a Bezin, like Atoras Midori. So just as by Atoras Midori there is Aloche that is not Mata Midri Atzmei, so here Gabi Atoras Preres there is the same Aloche. So it's only Gabi Atoras Preres, but it has no application to Adam's one.
Kaftal Dadar Sheni Hashanah Tavshin Ben Malch March 30th, 1981.
Now, we have to start Simen Yutes, the tour. Hashich HaYitzom Shiyivorech Kidem, Boruch HaTor HaDishem Barakim Barakulom Hashon Yitzom Yitzvon HaShri Shochad Yilubir Eich Shkutos Yitzhem Vim Shochad Kuk Beheimeitz Yivorech Broch HaAchas Likulom The same Allah applies to all mitzvahs. Schneiden Schicht im Stehen behebens. Echot Joche Livor, Mitzi de Chaveh. Im Chaveh de Mechado Mitzi. Zorich schon in Dabeer bin Brocho Mischrito. Wenn in Dibeer bin Brocho Mischrito, Tov liborech pam acheres. That means that that's it. Zaloche no broches. Let's say you make a broche on a piece of pas, or let's say on the food. And then between the conclusion of the broche and the eating of the pas, you say something that has no connection with the achilah of the pas. If it has a connection, then you don't have to say the broche over again. But if you say something that has no connection, so then you have to say the broche over again. But if it has a connection, even, let's say, suppose he made a mitzvah menorah, and then he tells his wife, oh, I forgot to give food to the behemoth. Why don't you give some food to the cow or to the cat? So then, since there is aloche also odom lechem, kiddush yitim machal b'hemter, he more mentions that. I mean, I wouldn't mention such an example. So then, it's not a hefsek. It's not a proper thing to say it. But it's not a hefsek that would require him. Of course, it's not the right thing. It's not a proper thing to talk about giving food to the cow after he's finished the broche, before he starts eating the pas. But it's not a hefsek. He doesn't have to say the broche all over again. But suppose he says, "Amit lach noraz," and the telephone rings, and he answers. He says, "Hello." So then, before he started to eat the pas, so then he has to say the broche over again. So there's the same halacha here. In other words, not in connection with the shechita of the behemoth. Something that has nothing to do with the shechita of the behemoth. So it's all the more pama cheres. The chayim reitz al ishchit harbe. Lo yidabia bein shechit al ishchit. The chayim reitz al ishchit harbe. Lo yidabia bein shechit al ishchit. Suppose he wants to shech tzavu behemes. So he says one broche on all the behemes. He doesn't have to say he separate broche al ashchito. Al ashchito on each behemes. So the mele, since he is sheichet several behemes, so several mitzvahs, so he's not allowed to talk between one shchit and the other. And if he does, v'im tibeya ben shchit lishchite, so tzorich lechaseis dam shchit lisheino ulivorich pam acheres lashchit. In other words, if he doesn't talk, so the proper thing is, let's say, suppose he shechts chay. I mean, the behemoth, so there is no kisa adam. But suppose it's a chay or enough, so there is kisa adam. So if he shechts a number of chayos or a number of ephes, so then the halacha is that he must shecht one after the other. And then he makes the kisu over all the infants, or all the chayels that were shechted. But why? Because since he says one broche on all the shechites of all the infants and all the chayels, so mele he should not lechatchile interpose the kisu adam between the shchita of one chayo and the shchita of the other. So that is only, so maybe the proper thing is, since he says one broche on the shchita of 10 chayos or 10 impes, so maybe he has to shech the 10 chayos first, and then be mechased the dam of all the 10 chayos. But if he talks, suppose he was shechit one chayo, And then immediately after the shechit of one chayo, he made a telephone call and he talked. So then now, when he shechts the second chayo, he'll have to make a new broche. So then we tell him, since you already have to make a new broche on the shechit of the second chayo, so why don't you finish up all the mitzvahs in connection with the first chayo? After all, the kisu adam, this is the final thing in the completion of the mitzvahs of the shchita of the chayo. It's a separate mitzvah, but it has to do with the shchita of, it's a separate kima mitzvah, but it has to do with the shchita of the first chayo.
So if he doesn't talk, so on account of the fact that the same broche is half, and the shchites of the ten chayes or the ten epes, so the mele is mechuyev to shech all the ten chayes first, and then be mechase the dam of all the ten chayes. But if he talked after the shchite of the first chayo, so the mele will have to say a separate broche and the shchite of the second chayo. So the mele we tell him, first finish up everything that you have to do in connection with the shchit of the first chayo, you have to mechase the dam. Then you shech the second chayo and you make a new broche on the second chayo. So, what is it?
There's no problem with broche shein and tzricha, since you could do them both together, do all the kisa dam at one time.
No, so, I mean,
so
he
you
will not
have to make one broche.
No. He was a veir and a veire by talking. So he was gathering that will have to say an extra broche. But that he did already. He already talked over the telephone. So mele, now he's mechuyev to make a second broche, a separate broche and the second chayo. So we tell him, since you are mechuyev, you mechuyev to make a separate broche and the second chayo, so you have no reason as to why you should shech the second chayo and then make the kisa adam of the first chayo. And it will not be geirim an extra broche shein tzricha, because when he is mechase the dam, we tell him now finish up everything in connection with first chayim, be mechase the dam. So he'll make a broche al kisu adam. He'll make a broche al kisu adam. Then he'll shecht the second chayo, and he'll make a new broche on the second chayo. And then he'll be mechase, and then he'll make a new broche on the second chayo. And if he only has to shech two chayes, so then he will be mechase the dam on the second chayo. If he has to shech five chayes or ten chayes, so after he's mechase the dam and the first chayo, and he makes a broche on the kisa dam, so then he'll make another broche al hashchito, and he'll shech. And will share all the other chayes, all the other nine chayes, and after that, he'll be mechase the dam of all the other nine chayes. And the fact that there was intervened, that the shchite of nine chayes intervened between the kisa adam of the first chayo and the kisa adam of the other nine chayes, that's no hefsek.
What is kisa adam is part? It's part of the Ma'isa Shchitah, but it's a separate
Kiyom Mitzvah in and of itself. It's a separate, most Rishayim say that it's two separate things entirely. They will soon see in the Rabbah. There is a Shchitah Rishayim that it's like part of the same Mitzvah.
Well, because my only question for asking is, if a person forgot to be Mechas Adam, so between them, I focus whether or not the Bracha was Levatol or Mafreya. In other words, if a person made bracha al shchita and then forgot to be mechase the dam.
So then the bracha was not levatalo. There is certainly a separate kiyum, I mean. Because the bracha al shchita does not depend on kisa dam. You make the bracha al shchita when you shech the behemo. When there is no requirement of kisa dam. But the question is, when you are shechit and you are mechase adam, are these two to be considered as separate? Completely, or it's considered that there is a connection between the two. We'll soon see. I mean, most Rishonim say it's considered two separate mitzvahs altogether, not as halakim of one mitzvah. But there is certainly a kiyum. I mean, even without kisada, there is no doubt. All right. V'indiva b'shchito v'shchito, tzorich v'chasis dam shchito v'sheino. Only if Diva bin Shchito v'Shchito, but if not Diva bin Shchito v'Shchito, so then he postpones the Kisu Adam of all the Chayes or all the Infes until he finished shechting all the Chayes. Ulivorich b'macheres l'Shchito. Aval ha'Kisu Shchito. So what does he do? He was Sheichet Chayel number one. Then he talked. So we tell him, make the Kisu of Chayel number one. So he makes the kisa and he makes a broche, al kisa adam. Then he takes chayim number two, and he shechts and he makes a broche again al ashrito.
And then he takes chayim number 3 and chayim number 4 up to chayim number 10. And then after he finished all the chayas that he has to share, so he takes chayim number 2 and chayim number 3 up to 10, and he's mechasa the dam of all these chayas. And he doesn't have to say a new broche on the kisu of the other chayas. Because that's not a hefsek. A talking is a hefsek. But making a broche on something else, one broche that intervenes between one broche and another, if a certain broche is no hefsek. Even though the shrite of the second chayah intervened between the broche of our kisa adam of the first chayah and the kisa of the second chayah, but that's no hefsek. Our kisa ashni olo yivorech. V'chein amivorech al das lishchit chayachis. Originally he had the intention of shechting one chayah. V'hakein iviyu leyeisei. So again, you see, in other words, normally, so you shecht all the chayas that you have to shecht, and then you make the kisu hadam on all the chayas. You don't shecht each chayah separately and be mechasi its dam, and then shecht the other chayah and be mechasi its dam. Why is it so? After all, why shouldn't he shecht each chayah separately and be mechasa the dam separately and then shech? That's for the purpose of that's because he says one broche on 10 chayas. So mele, since he says one broche on 10 chayas, so the proper thing is that he should check all the 10 chayas one after the other without anything intervening, even something that al kedin is not mechayev you to make another broche. There are certain things that are considered a hefsek, so that you are mechayev to make another broche. But there are certain things that are not considered a hefsek to the extent of being mechayev you to say another broche. But lechatchila, since you say one broche and 10 chayes, so the proper thing is to share all the 10 chayes, and then say broche al kisa adam. And be mechasa the dam of all the ten chayas. That's the proper thing. But in any case where for some reason he cannot, the same broche is not chal on all the ten chayas, so then the proper thing is to finish up all the incidents in a certain manner first, and then do the shchit of another chal. So mele. So v'chein amvorech al das lishchit chayachas v'hakein iviyo leyeiseya. So mele, the original broche of alashchita was not chal on the other chayas. Just like in food, let's say, suppose you have mind to eat oranges, you don't have mind to eat apples, and you make a broche very pure, it's an orange, an orange. Then, after you started to eat orange, you decided, I would like to eat an apple too. So then, somebody brings you an apple too, so you have to say, Bere Pireitz, on the apple again. On the apple again. Because the first Bere Pireitz could not part on the apple, in view of the fact that at that time, he had no intentions of eating an apple after the orange. So the same thing is true of Amvorech al das lishchit chayachas, and he had no intentions of shechting the second chayah. V'hakein heigo leyeiseh. So memele, he's mechuyev to say a separate broche on the second chayah. Since he's mechuyev to say a separate broche on the second chayah, so it has the same din as if he talked. He talked over the telephone. So once you have to say a second broche on the second chayah, so then you have to finish up the kisa adam of the first chayah first. So here too. So, v'hakein iviyo leyeiseh, yechasid amarishin, to finish up all the obligations in connection with the first chayah. V'yivorech olam. And then, v'yivorech al shchitas hashniyo, and v'lo yalakisu. Why? Because the first broche, by the time
At the time when he was sheichet the first chayo, he had no intentions of pattering any other chayo. But at the time when he was mechaser the dam of the first chayo, he already had the intention of shechting and being mechaser dam of other chayos. So in Mele, he doesn't have to say, brocha al kis adam again, ubal uito kosa, davke kisheino mimino vishen, kigoyin sheshochat chayo. והביאו לי אבל אם היא מינינו רישנו אין צורך לבור איך לדבר איתו שיטה is that when do we say and that בריתו שיטה has application to ברוכס in general not אבקה it doesn't make any difference whether שחית is בהימס or let's say a question of eating food so that's the בריתו שיטה that's near a חיים also בריתו שיטה that when do we say when we see, that's the reason as to why I mentioned an example. Somebody made a brocha bere prioates on an hour. And he had no intentions of eating an apple after the orange. And then after he started to eat orange, he decided to eat an apple. So then he has to say another brocha of bere prioates on the apple, according to everybody. So I mentioned an example of an orange and an apple, not an example of an orange and an orange. Because if it will be a case of an orange, let's say first, he's only interested in eating one orange. He thinks it's too much to eat 2 oranges. But then, after he started to eat the one orange, he realized how good it is, he decided to eat another orange. So then there's a machlekes l'shem. So most l'shemim say, the Rosh says, and most l'shemim, that it doesn't make any difference whether it's the same meaning, whether it's an orange and an apple or an orange and an orange. The main reason is, at the time when he made the brocha bere prioates, it couldn't patter the apple because he had no intentions of eating an apple. So what difference does it make whether it's an orange and an apple or an orange and an orange? He had no intentions of eating a second orange. But the Balito, so she tasted the country. Why is the Balito she tasted the country? It seems, I mean, that the Rosh is common sense. I mean, what difference does it make? In other words, the reason is that the original brocha could not patter something that he didn't have in mind. So what difference does it make? The same mean or another mean? Or the same mean or another mean? So the answer is, let's say, suppose somebody wants to eat an orange. I mean, I'm trying to explain the leadership. Somebody tries to eat an orange, but he doesn't feel like eating much. He's on a diet. So at first, he thinks he'll only eat half of the orange, a quarter of the orange. Then he starts. So he makes a brocha bere prioates with the idea of eating just half of it. Then he's once he's tasted the orange, so he liked it so much, he decided, I'll finish the whole orange. Will he have to say, according to the Rosh, will he have to say a brocha of bere prioates again? Even the Rosh have made it. That in this case, he will not have to make the brocha of bere prioates again. He'll be made it. I mean, so then there'll be a very strange situation now when the person makes him matzi. He always is cognizant of how much bread he'll eat. Let's say, suppose when he makes a meitzi, he intends to eat only a small piece of bread, and then he decides to eat more. He doesn't have to say again. So even the Rosh will eat it. That if he made the brocha bere prioates on an orange, and at that time his intention was to eat half of the orange, and then he decided to finish it. So even the Rosh will believe he doesn't have to. Why? Because he made a bere prioates on this orange. So it seems, so mainly it doesn't matter that his intention was to eat only half of the orange. So mainly the Balito says, what difference does it make whether it's the same orange and his intention originally at the time
when it said the broche of Biri Prioritz was to eat half an orange, and then he decided to finish and eat the other half, or his intention was to eat one orange, and then he decided to eat the second orange. So in other words, just as in the case of the same orange. So he said the broche at the very outset was made out of whole orange, even though his intention. So here too, he is the same thing. So the broche was made among oranges. One orange, two oranges, that's like more of an orange, less of an orange, and more of an orange. That's the shita of the Balito. So the same thing applies to shita's baby. Ubalito kosavdav ki kisheinu mino vishinu. Ki kishochat chayo vivio leib. Avelin mino vishinu. So, in tzor levorach. Because the same shita regabei. The Gabi Peros, yes.
Gabi Peros, Gabi Shlito, I guess. It's not necessary for the person to have in mind how much he wants to eat.
No.
Then it's better for a person. This is just a step. Just let me explain.
Now, when it's sound, then everybody agrees that he doesn't have to
eat.
Only when a person has a definite intention to eat just one pear, you see. But if Stalin doesn't think about it, then everybody will agree.
Well, then that's the ideal thing. If a person is going to have whatever it is, a candy bar, so you should always have with Stalin
that's right. So then there is no shayla. The shayla would be, suppose you bring other fruits on the table after you already made the broche. Let's say, suppose the time you made the broche, there was a certain fruit. And then after you made the broche, more fruit was brought. Then there is a problem. So he says, "Ubalito kosa davki shinimino vishinu kishochet chayu v'ilei avon mino vishinu yitzor v'von v'adein yo v'o rosa v'chik v'im itchilo kishibireich hoyu v'fon of harbi lishchet v'hakei neviyu v'fon of achireis." Now that's another problem. Kosa v'sif ramitzis, there's a smart im kishimivim v'fon of achireis yeish oyu v'fon of meisom shohoyu v'fon of kishibireich yitzor v'voich. Ach, in Goma, Kola Shalifon of Lishreit, Tzorach Liboich Al-Achiris, Ve'inir Lechal, Elokom Ma'shal Ohoyo Lifon, Kishabireich, Tzorach Liboich. Now here's the other question. Suppose, and the same thing would be true, let's say we got the parents. Let's say there are guests in the house, and the bowl of fruit is placed on the table. Certain fruits. And then one of the guests makes a broche very priorities. Then more food is brought. So according to this for this mark, let's say you had five apples in the bowl. And then after that, five more apples are brought to the table. So according to the smag, it all depends. Even a time when the five more apples are brought to the table, there is still one apple left of the original five apples. So then you don't have to make another broche on the other apples that are brought to the table. But if at the time when the five more apples are brought to the table, all the five original apples are gone, then you have to make another broche. And he says, the Torah says, he's chelik on the spot. He says, v'inir lechalik, elokol ma shehoi lo yoi lo lifonov kishabirech, tzorech levorcho, eloim kei, hoyo daite al kol ma sheyabirech. In other words, it doesn't make any difference. What's this word, the smart? It's not unreasonable, this word. I mean, the Torah's shita is reasonable and the smart shita is reasonable. In other words, the smart shita is, that if at the time when more apples are brought, so there is still left some of the apples, or at least one of the apples, of that were originally brought, so melee, in other words, when you have, let's say, certain apples on the table, and I make a broche very priorities, so it's not, so the broche is chal not just on five apples. The broche is chal on the apples on the table. As long as there is no interruption, there is a continuous supply of apples, so Mamele,
it means that that bracha is chal because the bracha was not chal. If there are pineapples on the table, so the bracha is chal on pineapples. If there are six, the bracha is chal on six. And if there are seven, the bracha is chal on seven. No, it's not like that. The bracha is chal on all the apples on the table. And if there is a continuous supply of apples on the table, without any interruption, so in other words, so there is one head chef. So that means that when if five more apples are brought while some of the old apples are still on the table, so it means that there was a continuity in the apples on the table. And the bracha was chal on all the apples on the table. But if the original apples are all gone, so then he brings new apples, so mainly the original bracha was not chal on the new apples. And the sheet of the two is no. In other words, the bracha is chal only on those peres that were on the table at the time he made the bracha. But Elohim came. Oh, but Elohim kino yodaiti al kol ma sheyevile. However, it's only bistah. But suppose at the time when made the bracha bere priyos, he knew that more food will be put on the table, and he already had the intention of eating some of the foods that will be brought to the table later on. So then the bracha is chal on all the foods, not only the foods that were brought to the table, but at the time that had been brought to the table at the time, but eat the other foods. So the same thing applies to Shulchan Beis. So, if he was Sheikhit Chayoe, and his intention was to share more Chayes also, more Reyes, those that had not been presented to him as yet, but just inadvertently. So what was he supposed to do? He was supposed to have finished the shchite of all the chayes, all the eves, and then he should have proceeded to be mechase the dam of all the chayes and all the eves. But absentmindedly forgot. So, right after he finished shechting the first chaye, instead of shechting or getting the second chaye, and share the second chaye, he was mechase the dam, and he made a bracha. So then, when he shares the second chal, he doesn't have to make a bracha again, because the kitsa adam is certainly no hefsek. It's only because he didn't have the intention to part on the second chal. But here, at the time when he made bracha on the first chal, he had the intention of parting the second chal too. But he just was mechasek. The kitsa adam of the first chal is no hefsek. So the mele, kishachid v'shir v'nzor v'vashchid v'shir hefsek. Hodi sicha have a hefsek that to such an extent that he has to say the bracha over again. Davke bisoch bidvorim she'ilom bitzorch ishchite. Avol im diber mitzorch ishchite ke nivio lishchei v'chayei tzedei lo yehav hefsek. Right, now.
What is the nesach
habrach
for kisa adam?
Al kisa adam.
Does
our shekhi shalom mitzvah sa'ad? Shalom tzvah, that's all the action shalom tzvah. Al kisa adam. Alright. Hashaykh Hitzor Shivorich Kaden Asha Hishon Tzivon Tzivon Rashito Vim Shoch Adri Birich Sheiro Vim Shoch Atna. Here we have a Rambam. It's a very it's a difficult Rambam. Rabbi Kveya is asking the Rambam. Vim Shoch At Dobo di Yisiale Pirayese Vitzor Udike. Let's say, suppose there is a Reyese in the vein, and that requires Udike, and he really doesn't know whether the Udike will turn and show that it's a Behemo Sheiro, or maybe the Udike will show that the Behemo is a Behemo Trey. So in such a case, he's not allowed to say Ibrahim, because it might be Ibrahim Latore. Suppose it turns out to be a trade. So, Vimshoch, Adorani, Sialud, Bireyese, Vitzodike Zivishkatan. I mean, that's Vistar. Uchsheim Tzokosher. Now, so he was Sheikhait without the Brocha. That's the deal. He was Sheikhait without the Brocha. And then he made a dike. And the dike show determined that the behemoth is a behemoth shleimo. It's not a trade. So, mivorech, so then, he has to mivorech lashchitim. Uvilvachi yisomach lashchitim. Who mentioned that aloche neozorua hilchas kisu? The loike rashi bichu. So, I'm like, maybe I rest the very strong kashi. As a matter of fact, there is a machleket between the Yozorua and Rashi. But the question is, why does the Rambo pass like the Yozorua? So Rabbi Meir asks, there is a machleket between the Yozorua and the Rambam. Now, there is a halacha that all Birkas HaMitzvahs have to be done Eivel HaZiyosom. Have to be done Eivel HaZiyosom. Now, that's Lechatchila. Suppose he didn't make a broche Eivel HaZiyosom. Can he do it? Alachar HaZiyosom. Now, one has to say the brocha on Tzul HaSulo before he takes it. Before he takes it. Before he takes on the form. Why? Because Eivel HaZiyosom. Suppose he took it and he didn't make. He forgot. Then he reminds himself. Can he, is mechuyev to make after he took it? After he was mikayem the mitzvah? So there's a, the Rambam says no. That even the Eved, if you didn't say the Brocha came as Yosef, you cannot say it like as Yosef. The Ozorua Shiki is no. Lechatchila you have to do it came as Yosef. But the Eved, if you didn't say it came as Yosef, you have to do it like as Yosef. So we understand this why the Ozorua says that. And why does Rashi say the Tshuva? No, because Rashi obviously agrees with the Rambam Shita, that in the Eved, you cannot say Brocha Lachar HaZiyosom. But the Rambo doesn't pass like the Zeruah. And the Rambo passes that in all Brochas, if he didn't say it Kedem HaZiyosom, he cannot say it Lachar HaZiyosom. So why is Shchita different? That's the Rambam Yehuda's Kashi against the Rambam. Now, so this is a very strong Kashi. The only way to explain this subject area is by saying, now we learn at the very beginning, in Simen Aleph of Shchita. So we learn that in Simen Aleph, Siv, Yudzayim, so the Taz is Mechadish, that Birkas HaShchita is not a Birkas HaMitzvah, it's a Birkas Shvach Veidoi. And as a matter of fact, according to the Taz, we don't have to resort to Shemiyah Kehle. If we say that Birkas HaShchita is a Birkas HaMitzvah, so then who has to say it? The Shechet. But if somebody else says the Broche, so it's all right too, because of Shemiyah Kehle. So in other words, the Shechet is Kavone, is the intention of being Yetzi with the Broche that somebody else says it for him. But according to the Taz, it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. So it's only a Birkas Shvach Veidoye. So the Chiyuv is not incumbent after upon the Shechet. If it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, so the Chiyuv is incumbent only upon the Shechet. He is becoming a Mitzvah. Not the other observers. They are not becoming a Mitzvah. But according to the Taz, he said it so. Not after the Shechet. Anyone who is standing there. And the Sheikha doesn't have to have Kavone to be Yitzhi because the Chiyuv is upon someone. So Mele, if we say, but at that time we discussed, the Taz says that it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah because Vizobachto is no Mitzvah. But at that time it was mentioned that there is a machlokes between the Rambam and Tesis, the Shvuas, the Vizachum. Tesis in Shvuas and the Chum says that Vizobachto does not imply a kiyum mitzvah. It's only a nisar esed, vizabachta. In other words, if somebody eats a behemoth or a loaf that was not nisbach, so besides the love of nivele, he'll be eating a nisar esed too. But Shitas HaRambam means that it's a kiyum mitzvah. And according to Rambam, it is a birkas mitzvah. Now, if we are going to say like the Taz, then we can answer Rav Kliya's kasha. Because it's true that the Ozarua Shita is, in general, that in all Birkas HaMitzvah, in all Birkas HaMitzvah, that if he didn't say the Brocha, Kedem Asi Yoson, he has to say it L'Achar Asi Yoson. But apparently the Rambo assumed that in regard to Birkas Shchita, so this Psaf by the Ozarua is not based upon the Ozarua Shita. Ligabe Birkas HaMitzvah in general, because the Rambo apparently held like the Taz, that Birkas HaShchita is not the Birkas HaMitzvah, it's only Birkas Shvach Vidui. So the question is this: if it's not the Birkas HaMitzvah, so why does it have to be Kedem Asi Yoson? So the answer is, even though it's a Birkas Shvach Vidui, but there was this special takonet that Lechatchila, he should say the Birkas HaShchita Kedem Asi Yoson. It has nothing to do with the general din of Kedem Asi Yoson, because this is not the Birkas HaMitzvah. So in other words, that was a special takonet. It's a Birkas Idoye, and he should say it Kedem Asi Yoson. So Mimele, since it's not on the basis of the general din of Birkas HaMitzvah, that is in Asi Yoson, because this is not the Birkas HaMitzvah, but the special takonet. So that takonet, that special takonet implied that Lechatchila you should say the Birkas Idoye of Shchite Kedem HaShchite. But if you didn't, you can say it even after Shchite. ואם שוחר בבית סביב החי, שהוא מוקי מיתונוף, יבורר ברוכי בעל דמס כנשיקון בלשום, ולידבר עד אחר השחי. שוחר בהימס וחייס ואיפס, פרוכה אחס לדבר. שניים שיחסים שני בעל החי. יוכל לבורך היחוד להיצח חבר, ויהו שישחה ונוציס. Now, from this motion of the Mechaber, it's much more not like the Taz in Simon Aleph. Because according to the Taz in Simon Aleph, Sif Yudzayin, so Birkas HaShchita is not a Birkas HaMitzvah. And it's not incumbent after upon the Sheikhet anyone. So it doesn't have to be Mechavi to be made Tzidah HaSheikhet. Because if we say it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, so the Chiyuv on account of the Shchita of Chayim number one or Behim number one is incumbent upon the Sheikhet of Behim number one. And the Chiyuv of saying Ibroche on Behim number two is incumbent upon the Sheikhet of Behim number two. So Mele, if Sheikhet number one makes the Broche and she has to be made, see Sheikhet number two, so Mele, or Behim number two, so Mele, he has to be made, see Sheikhet number two, has to have Kavone to be Yitzik. But according to the Tal, so the chiyuv of making ibroche on Behim number one is not especially incumbent upon Shechet number one, and the chiyuv of making ibroche on the shchita of Behim number two is not especially incumbent upon Shechet number two. In other words, anyone in that place who observes it, so the Melech, why does he have to be mechamed to the meitzim? He just can say one broche on both. So since the Mechaber says, "V'hu sheyischa v'motzeis," so it's a raya from the Rosh of Mechaber that he doesn't agree with the Taz Chidesh in Simon Aleph Sif Yitzayim. So that's a raya from the Rosh of Mechaber, but there is no raya that the Ramoshik is like that. So he still can answer Rabbi Kliya's kasha by saying that Ramo agrees with the Taz, but Mechaber obviously does not agree with the Taz. So in Zoyer, מלידבר במברוכו לשחיתו בדובו שאינו מצורך השחית ואם דיבר צורך לבורך פעם אחרת אבל מותר לדבר בין השחית לכיסו ומקום מוקן תיף שלוי לדבר. Now the question is many times asked. I mean, I get a child many times, and I also tell them no, because the Ramo says here, "Umikom mokim tefshel l'daber." How about, let's say, our Shonim Kippur? Many modern rabbis are very eager to announce the pages, in the course of the Tfilas HaMosafim, and
So, but many rabbonim.